From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The commander of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says some of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda fighters were taken prisoner today and could soon be turned over to U.S. forces. Army General Tommy Franks, head of the U.S. Central Command, says the prisoners will be screened to determine what they know and where they fit into the al-Qaeda structure. The whereabouts of Osama bin Laden himself remain unclear. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Bin Laden's fighters were taken prisoner in the mountainous Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan, where the al-Qaeda has made a fierce last stand. The al-Qaeda forces there are reported to be ready to fight to the death, and until today, no prisoners had been taken. General Tommy Franks says it's not yet clear whether any of the prisoners were al-Qaeda leaders.
We have not yet taken any of these prisoners from the opposition leaders, and when we do take prisoners from them, or detainees from them, we'll either keep them inside Afghanistan, as I said earlier, or we'll take them to sea for interrogation and exploitation.
Briefing reporters at his command headquarters in Tampa, General Franks said the opposition forces pursuing the al-Qaeda fighters in Tora Bora are making steady progress. Al-Qaeda is not quite surrounded, Franks said, but it is apparently contained.
We have opposition commanders who, in fact, are moving from north to south, and it sort of becomes a hammer and an anvil. Now, the forces that are involved in this activity are also over on the western side and also over on the eastern side. And so the view of the opposition leaders on the ground is that this al-Qaeda force is contained in that area that I described.
As for Osama bin Laden himself, Franks had no news to report. Some local commanders have said they believe bin Laden is with his al-Qaeda fighters holed up in one of the Tora Bora caves, but according to other reports, he has escaped to Pakistan. General Franks says the United States is using all the means it has available to find him, from sophisticated surveillance to human agents on the ground, and it's still not quite clear where he is.
We use all sorts of technical means to gain insights into where he may be. We also listen to what these opposition leaders on the ground have to say, because they each have their own intelligence capability. And so when one looks at all these sources, then what happens is you see all sorts of conflicting information. And I think that's why we always say you just don't know what you don't know.
Among the new sources of intelligence in Afghanistan, Frank said, are documents that have been recovered from some of the cave and tunnel complexes where the al-Qaeda fighters were holed up. U.S. officials on the ground in Afghanistan have also been interviewing John Walker, the American Taliban volunteer captured about 2 weeks ago in northern Afghanistan. Walker has been held at a U.S. Marine base in southern Afghanistan, though Frank said he was moved today and may be turned over to civilian authorities.
We did remove him from Afghanistan today, and he is currently on a ship at sea, as you said, the Peleliu. We'll continue to control him on the Peleliu until a determination is made regarding whether we handle him within the military community or whether he is handled on the civilian side, and that determination has not yet been made.
The U.S. military presence in Afghanistan is steadily widening. General Franks said the Marines there have now moved into Kandahar and now control the Kandahar airport. The airport, he said, could be used as a combat staging area and also as a point of entry for incoming aid flights. General Franks also said U.S. troops are now fighting side by side with the opposition forces in Tora Bora. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.